This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary. Time now for sports. United States Olympic Committee spent 2 days in Los Angeles this week. Next week, they'll visit Chicago. Both cities are vying to host the 2016 Summer Olympic Games. The choice is ultimately up to the International Olympic Committee. They'll vote in October of 2009. Our own gold medalist, Ron Rappaport, joins us from NPR West. Thanks for being with us, Ron.
Thank you, Lynn.
Now, the Olympic Committee is visiting these two competing cities at the end of what I know is a sort of intense lobbying effort. And you have lived in both these cities at one time or another during this lobbying effort. So you've had a front row seat. Maybe you can tell us what the campaigns have been like.
You know, I was writing a column in Chicago when the city first said it might go after the Games. And my first reaction, along with much of the city, was that's ridiculous. But the more I thought about it, about the new arenas that have been built and about the way Chicago's really become an international tourist destination, the more, I guess I don't recommend it in the winter necessarily, but the more I began to see that it made a lot of sense. And, you know, Mayor Daley, Richard Daley, who just won his sixth term as mayor, is never happier than when he's building something. So this is right up his alley, and he's got a lot of civic support behind him. Just Thursday, they held a fundraiser, and they made about $10 million, which puts their bid so far way over the top in terms of being able to finance it. So Chicago really has a good chance at this, I think. Los Angeles, of course, has done this before, twice. They've hosted two Olympic Games in 32 and 84 and done a very good job both times. So it's sort of whether the International Olympic Committee would be interested in the old shoe, the city where they've been before and would be comfortable with, or something brand new.
Well, you've covered about a half dozen Olympics, including the 84 Games in L.A. Is there some formula to have a successful bid?
Well, what's interesting about the bids in many ways is how similar they are. Both cities have decided they will handle the Olympic Stadium issue on the cheap. Chicago would build a temporary structure to be taken down after the Games, while Los Angeles will surround the Coliseum, which was built for the 32 Games, with a sort of steel superstructure that would support luxury boxes, and they would take that down after the Games. What it's going to come down to, as the USOC picks a city that they think the International Olympic Committee will be interested in, is trying to outguess the International Olympic Committee whether they will be interested in something new or something old.
Does either of the cities have something unique to offer that might tip the balance?
Not really, I don't think, except that Chicago, one of the things they have going for them that's very important is that the venues would be fairly close. You wouldn't have to do a lot of traveling around. And I think the International Olympic Committee would be interested in that, whereas Los Angeles's venues are spread out. There's one more important thing to talk about, though, Lynn, and that's the question of the International Olympic Committee's choice of which city to pick after the USOC's puts one of these bids forward.
And what do you think they're going to do? Is there any sense now that it's time for the U.S. again to have
It's a very good question. By rights, the U.S. should have a good chance. By 2016, the Games will have been held in Australia, China, and twice in Europe since the 1996 Games in Atlanta. And that should put the U.S. back in the rotation. But I don't know whether you've heard this, Lynn. America's not very popular around the rest of the world these days. And the IOC, whose members come from scores of countries around the world, may not want to send the Games to any place in America. They just may want to make a statement. You're hearing more and more about that. The mere fact that without U.S. television money, the Olympics would go belly up in a hurry may not cut much ice, I'm afraid.
Our own Ron Rappaport. Thanks so much for being with us, Ron.
Thank you, Lynn.